All right, we're going to go on to the next part of the agenda. Look and see what it is. Let me take a look.
Madam Chair?
Yes. I would like to request that the board, in the interest of time, allow the written reports from the interim HR director, affiliates director, tech director, archives director, and development director, and also the other general managers from the other stations, simply to be posted on the Pacifica.org website, as we don't have time. Those people either are not here or don't wish to give a report verbally. And that we'll move on to our committee reports.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. Could we get those reports in electronic format?
Yes.
Thank you.
But not immediately. Yes. And the other thing is, John, it's time. The first committee report is the election committee report. Can you get Les Radke on the phone, please? John, can you get Les Radke on the phone? Okay. All right, so I'm going to introduce Bill Crozier now. He's the chair of the National Elections Committee.
He just
left to go pick up Bonnie.
Okay.
So we'll have him later.
Oh, okay. So you know what we'll do? We'll have to have the election committee report later. We'll go down the coordinating committee report. That was only a couple of minutes to see if there are any logistics we wanted to discuss. Wendy sent a little email saying that there's a reception at the Orange House or something like that. Susan or Sandra or George, can you explain that? Or Dwayne?
There's a reception at KPFT, I think, at 8:45
okay.
this evening. And then I believe that Dwayne said that weather would be permitting for us to have the party at the Orange Show starting at 10 p.m.
Okay.
The Orange Show is a artistic venue that's a historical landmark here in Houston. It's a really quirky, interesting, fun little place, and Wendy happens to be working there today. So
okay.
That's her day job.
Great. I see Bill Crozier here. Okay. Are you ready to give the election committee report?
Right now I need to go pick up Bonnie at the airport.
Okay.
I volunteer to do that. If somebody else can do that, can somebody else do that? I could do it.
Hobby.
It's about 10 or 12 minutes from here.
Okay. We're not getting any takers, so I'll tell you what. We'll do the finance committee report then. You'll do it? No, I don't think that's right.
Ted will go get her. Give me just a minute, and I'll give him the flight information.
Okay. All right, then we do need Les Radke on the phone.
In light of that, Madam Chair, if I could just take 1 second.
Yes.
Last night when we were giving acknowledgments, I forgot to acknowledge that Ted Weisgall had also helped transport people back and forth from the airports to the hotel.
Thank you, Ted.
So I would like to make sure he gets acknowledged for that.
Okay. Do we have Les on the phone? Okay. All right. I dare not say we should take a break because they tend to expand themselves. Because Bill is giving directions to Ted. Okay?
Thank you.
This is Bill Casey, chair of the Elections Committee and chief member of the Elections Committee.
Okay. John, can you give us an update? What's up?
We're trying to get hold of Les, and he's not answering, so we're trying another number.
Okay, good.
Madam Chair, can we continue with the public
comment? No, we will go on to the election report. Bill, you want to give your verbal report while we're trying to reach Les?
Did everybody get a copy of the written report that's going around? I emailed it to you folks this morning, sort of the short notice. It basically reflects a – do we have extra copies? It reflects a conference call that we had with him Wednesday evening, which is the first time we'd had a conference call with him, I guess, for a couple of months. So, but he spent quite a bit of time with us answering questions and giving us an update. And so this is an update since the previous report. I'm trying not to be repetitive. And
I'm sorry, Bill. Grace, could you call the body to order?
Okay. Can the audience please keep their talking down so we can, because we're trying to conduct business.
Here's some extra copies if anybody wants one.
Okay. And Bill, can you speak up, please?
Okay. Sorry. Okay. So the I'm not going to read all this. I'll just basically be glad to answer questions, and then Les can give you updates that may have happened since Friday. I mean, since Wednesday evening, by the way, excuse me, but he reported, a lot of the discussion dealt with WBAI. He reported that most things were going okay at other stations. There were, every website except WBAI has some little things that have not been updated regarding things like how to get replacement ballot requests, but he says he assured us that there were carts being played on all stations to remind people about the deadline, and that this was also being done in the election forums, the on-air forums with the candidates at all stations, and also information on how to contact the local election supervisor to request replacement ballots and how to turn ballots in person at the stations next week. A lot of the questions, again, had to do with WBAI. There were about over 1,300 people that were just discovered within the last week to have not received ballots because they had apparently paid through PayPal, and the information for that was not transferred into MEMSIS, the database, and he didn't know about this until about a week ago. So they're just getting ballots that were going to be sent yesterday. This is what he told us Wednesday night, assuming that's the case, in which case they would not get there until next week. And Monday is a federal holiday also, so there's no mail delivery or pickup then. And because of that, and assuming that he said he assumed that they would not be able to return their ballots in time, he's extending the ballot return deadline for those people by another 2 weeks until October 30th. And there was quite a bit of discussion on the conference call about whether it was fair to extend it just for them and not for others. And he felt that it was the most fair thing to do. Some other people had differences of opinion, and so I just kind of summarized here. I guess I should just let you ask questions and for me or Les if we can get him on the call.
Okay. First, we're not. I take it we're not able to reach Les. Okay.
We find every number we know.
Okay, I understand. I understand. You know, Bill, at this point in time, since Les has the most recent and most comprehensive information, we're going to move on to the Finance Committee report until we can reach Les so that he can participate.
Sounds good.
We'll let you know.
Thank you. And maybe I'll have a chance to look at this if there's been any breaks in there.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Okay.
All right. We're ready for the Finance Committee report. And John, can you please tell us when you can reach Les?
Thank you. not that essential.
That we already finished. That's all. That was your teleconference.
It was good.
You didn't miss it.
I understand. That's, I didn't see. That's what I was looking for. I didn't. But the Barnes is supposed to email it to us, too. But it's not. It's not in
the, is this the same thing? Is this the same thing?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, hook and horn, what does that mean?
Sean, did you get this? Pass it down.
Is this cumulative in the back end?
LaVarn, can you email that to us, or is it too much? The one that we were looking at earlier. You won't go.
The person who normally does things, I can find something else. So I have to do it.
Okay.
So I'm fixing it.
Okay. All right.
I'm working.
I got you. Cool.
What can I say?
I know, because it was a lie. Yeah.
No, the person who normally does this is occupied elsewhere.
I got it. Hey, thank you.
I have to update it.
My cell phone. You want to use my cell phone?
Is
at the office? Try 203, try 204, try different 2020 numbers. Just try them all. Maybe there's somebody in the office. They'll pick up and tell you if he's there. Okay? Just try them all. We can't find Les Radke.
Yes. So, Grace, should I start, or are we?
Yeah,
are we,
go ahead. Start. Waiting? Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. This is the report from the National Finance Committee.
Let's see. Just briefly, there's not going to be too much on the overhead here. What we have for you, what the Finance Committee has been working on recently, one of the responsibilities of the Pacifica Board is to approve budgets for every unit in the foundation. That's the National Office, the five stations, and Pacifica Radio Archives. The fiscal year for the foundation starts on October 1st, so we should have had budgets for all the units, and we should have had them all in our hand and approved and passed by the National Board before then, but we have not. We're not at that point, so we're somewhat delayed in this process. So far, what the National Finance Committee, the budgets we've seen, we've reviewed budgets for KPFT. By the way, I should just say that the process for budget preparation starts with station management. And then it goes to the LSBs, to the Finance Committee, to the National Office in various steps. There's constant communication with the National Office. And then after it's in fairly good shape, then it's handed up to the National Finance Committee, which is the committee of the National Board, to review it and recommend for approval or to ask for changes. So that's the way it's supposed to go. So far, we've received several budgets for KPFT, and we have recommended the most recent one for approval by PNB. We have received budgets for KPFA, and we made a recommendation for approval there. Though I just recently realized there might be some issues there that, you know, they may take. It may not be quite as ready for approval as I'd hoped. We have received budget for KPFK, but we asked for changes in it, which we have not gotten a revised one back, so we have no budget for approval there. NFC has not received any budgets that are ready for us to look at from BAI or WPFW, so we need to get stuff from those stations. We've also reviewed a budget for Pacifica Radio Archives, which we have some queries. We've handed that back to the National Office and to Pacifica Radio Archives. So that one's not ready for us either. And we have reviewed a budget for the National Office. And once again, we have some queries on that. And also, I have to say that the National Office is somewhat at a disadvantage. They cannot really complete their budget till the station budgets are finished, because they count on their income is based on how much central services come from the stations. And if the stations haven't told them exactly how much central services they're going to give, they cannot complete their budget. So we cannot expect National Office to have a finished budget for us to look at. Basically, the way we did this job is, as we've heard, there was a new budget template handed out from National Office, which perhaps you've seen. It's quite clever. It seems to be very well thought out. There's a lot of different sheets that go through the different aspects that go into each budget line. It's probably been something for people making budgets to get used to, because they didn't have this document the last time that they went through this process. So there have been some, you know, there's probably some fine-tuning of the template that's happened, and a learning curve there. So basically what we did is we looked at the proposed numbers and tried to assess were these reasonable in terms of assumptions that the station made and what the stations had been able to accomplish in the past years. So the first budget I would like to present to you all is the KPFT budget, which is up on the screen, and actually it's also in multiple places in handouts that you've received. It's in the legal size handout that LaVarne handed out. It's towards the back. It says Pacifica Foundation KPFT at the top, and it's also in the board book. There's budgets at the back here. And you know you're at the start of the KPFT. Each station, each unit budget is several pages. You know you're at the start of KPFT because it says KPFT and then income summary. So we'll just briefly walk through this. Let's see. The first thing I'd like to talk, the most important line in any of these budgets is the listener support line. That's where most of the income is. That's income for the drives. So what KPFD is projecting for the current years is $1.023 million. If you look on the cell next to that, if you can see, can you guys see the numbers? Are those big enough? You can see, if you look to the cell next to that, this is the forecast for the current year. The stations or the national office prepared a forecast number based on 10 or 11 months of actuals and then a guesstimate based on September, which they probably didn't have the numbers yet when they made this. So that's what we expect we'll get in listener support this year. The 1.023 is what's supposed to come in, what we're budgeting for the next year. We had a question, you know, why, how come you're budgeting more? Basically, it was explained, we can go over. They also have a number for FY 2008, which is higher than what they got the current year, which is basically what they're budgeting for the current, for FY 10. And also the uptick in fundraising after the program changes in the summer drive was an indication that perhaps the FY 09 numbers, where it's in this column called forecast, that's the year that just ended in September 30th. Perhaps they could reasonably be expected to do better than that. So we didn't say no, you can't have that number. So let's see. And then there's a little line in here. The next line down. Additional listener support and debt retirement. This is a line in the budget that goes to each station has to pay, is by resolution of this board, each station has to make a contribution to replenish the Heath endowment at the national office. You recall that we took $300,000 out of that account to pay off the Wells Fargo line of credit, which happened a few months ago, but now we want to pay back that $300,000. So each station is on a payment plan, and this is KPFT's portion. So, and then there's a bunch. There's several other income lines, most of which are fairly small and not that much different from what they did the current year. Community events. It's good to point out that in the just ended fiscal year 09, which ended September 30th. KPFT raised $55,000 plus in community events. They did a very good job there, and they're hoping to even do more in the current year. This, I believe, is the 30th, 35th? This is an anniversary? It's the 40th. Okay, so there's going to be some events around that. And let's see, the CPB number. So all that adds up into your total income there, which is this line here. Okay, so that's it. So that's KPFT's income. And the NFC thought those numbers were reasonable. Okay, then the way the budgets are organized, they lay out expenses in many different categories, salaries, board expenses, administrative, programming, development, community events. This is a summary of each one of those categories. I'm just going to skip right through these summaries. Anyway, you do get a total expense number, but let's look at where that comes from. Then they subtract the total expense number from the total income number, and you get the loss before central services. Then we calculate how much central services KPFT is going to pay based on the amount of listener support, and that is the net income. So in the current year, KPFT is projecting a surplus of $46,000. And it's also worth noting that KPFT does have more than 1 month's expenses in the bank. So by previous resolution, I don't believe they're, I can't remember what the resolutions were. I believe there's been conflicting resolutions. But for them not to have 1 month surplus is not such a big deal as it is at some of our other stations that don't have any money in the bank. Then cash and capital. These are some things they plan to spend money on. Does look reasonable. Anyway, the first big expense area is the salary and related expenses line. They do plan to make an increase in payroll at KPFT. The management felt they could support this. So the total salary and related number is going to go up from 524 the current year, for the just ended year, I'm sorry, to 585 in FY10, 585,000. And we can zoom over here. And in 2008, they spent 609,000, which is higher than what they're planning to spend this year. So probably not an unreasonable assumption. Then the next big area of expenses is what we call administrative expenses, which bundles a whole bunch of different items. Most of them, you know, seem to be well based on what the station has already been spending and probably are not worth worrying about. This line here, 6530, professional services, $12,000. We wanted to ensure that each station budgeted adequate amount for legal expenses and legal consultation. So that's why this number, 12,000, is so much higher than the current year. And just skimming down here, most of these numbers are reasonable. So total administrative expenses in the upcoming year, the green column in FY10 is 179. In the current year is 176. Or the year that just ended is 176. So that seems pretty reasonable. And let's see, they budgeted some numbers for the upcoming year as far as board elections go. I actually thought these numbers were a little probably bigger than they needed to be, but for the purposes of budgeting expenses, it's better that they be bigger than you expect than smaller. That way you won't be surprised and owe money at the end. So the current year is a year with one LSB election in it, or the FY09 had most of the current election in it, the mailing of the ballots, the majority of the payroll. The upcoming year not only has the end of the current election, paying the local election supervisors and other costs, but it also has most of next year's election. You know, we do have an LSB election in the fall of 2010. So that's why this number is going to be higher than that number. Okay, the next major batch of expense line is programming expenses. Once again, there's quite a few little lines. And one major thing, actually I can't remember how this was budgeted. If you take a look down here at 6701, other programming expenses, FY10 we budget $18,000. FY09 has zero, which I'm not sure if that's a little confusing to me. Anyway, what this is, it's supposed to represent the increase in cost for Arbitrons, because the plan is for stations to get more detailed reports on Arbitron on listenership from Radio Resource Consortium. However, it's not a jump from zero to 18,000. It's a jump from 9,600 to 18,000. So that 9,600, this is one thing that's sort of a continual issue with Pacifica's financial statements. Oftentimes there's not total consistency in how things are booked from year to year or station to station. So I bet that 9,600 is in some other line. Anyway, but due to that increase, there is going to be an increase in total programming expenses of about $20,000 or something. Okay, next line is development expenses. Let's see here. There is an increase in development expenses. And actually, I don't remember why this is.
Is it because of the software that everybody was supposed to be trained on? I think that was being ordered.
Actually, I'd like to ask Susan, do you remember, or Alberto or Dwayne?
Or Alberto or Dwayne. So that absolutely was.
I'm on 6712, printing renewals. The budgeted upcoming year is 17,000. Forecast for the FY09 is 4,000. The budget for FY09 was 17,000. And the audited amount for a couple years ago was 11,000.
If I'm not mistaken, that may be the shift.
Okay, there's also a line telemarketing. There is 10,000 budgeted here.
Okay, you know, I'd like to say that. Can I make a comment?
Yes, go ahead, Grace.
You know, Alberto Luera, the KPFT treasurer, is in the audience, and he can, of course, respond to any questions, and it might be a good idea to have him make any statements about the KPFT budget that he might want to make. What do you think, Jamie?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
All right, so Alberto, maybe we can bring you up closer so you can be part of this discussion.
There's, you have an answer for the staff.
The general manager of KPFT is here also, so they can weigh in.
There are a number of lines that were budgeted differently, forecast versus, for example, you have online the mailing services that shows in the forecast. So all of these things that go back to the line that's on here, if you click on the budget there, it'll take you to the worksheet and it'll show you the assumptions. So what has happened there is adds up a number of lines that are shown separately, like the mailing services line is in the forecast, but it's not in the budget. You have, and those lines are comparable. So that's why you have that's one of the reasons, and the reasons are based on assumptions for mailing that are consistent across the network, unless the general manager decided to do it a little differently.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's very helpful.
Okay.
Let me just add to this whole mix. I want to point out that I'm Alberto Luera, I'm sorry, I'm the treasurer for KPFT. I want to point out that one of the biggest struggles that we've been having with our budgetary process is the changeover from the old system to the new system with the Excel spreadsheets. And we struggled through 5 meetings just to give this board of directors an idea. We struggled through basically 5 meetings to crank out the KPFT budget, the first budget, and we're still cranking out the rest of the budgets, but we're still having issues with basically customizing the spreadsheet to each one of our budgets from the different signal areas based on the fact that we program a little bit differently. And as you've heard, LaVarne, on this whole idea that there's some zeros, but the numbers are represented elsewhere. And
there's reclassifications.
Reclassifications. So we are working, and we're hoping that by next year, all of the kinks will be gotten out of the new spreadsheet, and we'll be able to move a little bit faster on this, on the whole budgetary process. But it's been exciting. It's been exciting, to say the least.
Thank you, Alberto. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to comment on about the budget? And can you stay there so we can ask, you can possibly answer questions? Okay.
Okay, let me just, we'll hold that one out, the development expenses. I mean, I believe the expenses as budgeted are reasonable. They may be higher than what they did the current year, which is a conservative way to budget. You know, I don't have a problem. If they were lower, then you'd really want to know what it was, why. But if they're higher, you know, that's not such a – I'd like to go down to the next batch of – the final batch of expenses, which is the community events line. Actually, this is an issue which I believe has not been fixed yet.
We increased.
If you look here on this line 6790, the community events for FY09 were 22,000. That's the actual expenses, more or less. Then for the upcoming year or the current year, FY10 6791 line, they're only budgeting 13,600. And actually, the finance committee asked them to increase this.
We approved
to 25,000. So I guess when we, if this board does approve this budget, which I believe that we should pass it contingent on this expense going up to $25,000, given that KPFT does have a robust schedule of fundraising of community events around the 40th anniversary schedule. So that's the one caveat. That's the only caveat.
Let me clear out that item, Jamie, for the board.
Yes.
This was the there were two blips in the last version 6 of our budget. And again, we went back to the local station board and reviewed it again because it had taken such a long time. On this particular line item, we did increase the local finance committee, and I'm sure that I was absent at that board meeting, but the board adopted the new changes. We did increase that particular line item to $25,000. What that meant, what that means, that the bottom line is reduced from whatever our income over expense number
it was
is.
Like 60,000.
Yeah, by whatever that number is, it is reduced by that amount, whatever the difference between 25 and what 13, 14?
Yeah, actually now it's up to surplus is up to
that's
12,000. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's basically that big difference there, the little difference. But we did adopt the budget as per that last change. The other item that I don't know if we dealt with it or not, and again, it was part of the formula process within the Excel spreadsheets, had to do with the fact that the Finance Committee adopted a resolution to exempt the payment for the endowment fund. The Heath repayment, we exempted that particular amount of money from Central Services because we figured that we'd be doing a double thing there, double paying Central Services. I don't know if that particular line item was adjusted within the computer, within the Excel spreadsheet. So there might be another little minor adjustment which would be positive for KPFT at the end, at the bottom line. So we are lowering the bottom line by around $11,000, but we're upping it like I calculate around $2,800, where we will be exempted from the 19.5% Central Services. So I was hoping that this final version would have had those two adjustments, but I'm sure that the national office, the financial staff at the national office are extremely overworked right now. And again, that's what we think.
Hey, thank you, Albert.
I saw you.
It's actually, I have to say, it's quite a task to keep up with all these things because we've had so many different versions. And actually, the two budgets, here's an interesting thing. The budget here on my screen, which is an older one, and the two budgets that we have in our hand, I believe all disagree very slightly.
Yes, it's just different. So I'll wait till I get the email.
So I don't believe that the differences are great, but is what should we do about that? Let me ask Lamarne. Is this broad form? Is this the latest
that's
version?
That's the latest. The version that I gave to you is the latest version.
Okay.
And that's what happens with budgets that we will visit as we get them approved. We will visit with the business manager, the treasurer, and the GM, and to do a brief walkthrough before we. So you'll know, so that we can all agree, because we know what happens when that doesn't happen. So again, I will definitely have a conversation with Alberto, with Dwayne, and with Markeisha. Absolutely, yeah. I'll have to meet her and to go over one last time that this is the budget, this is what we approved, and do you agree with this?
Do you own this budget, rather?
That's the question.
I believe that this broad form budget does include the change that we asked with regard to central services. And I'm not I'm sorry. It's too much paper. I don't believe it includes the change that we asked for with regard to community events. But otherwise, I think it's basically the broad form budget that LaVarne has handed out is the...
The community events hasn't been changed.
Yeah, I believe this is basically correct.
I would highly recommend to the board that we go ahead and move forward on this. I think that that particular number is a very minor number. We have explained that it was up to 25,000, and we can just get the calculator and write in the upage on that expense and subtract it from the bottom line, and that should be the KPFT budget. I think we need to keep on moving within this process. And again, I will reiterate that it's a new ball game here. It's a new Excel game, and we're still muddling. We're still working through it, and it will continue to be in this process of ever changing the Excel spreadsheets that are in there. Very complicated, as far as I can tell from the people that are working in.
They will be useful, but very useful if we move into them.
Sure.
I move approval of the budget with the correction of line 142, that amount, 13,600, should be 25,000. Other than that, I move approval of this budget.
I second.
Okay.
I have a question. Jamie, are the formulas changing?
No, actually, this one and the one on my screen are actually almost the same thing. The formulas, I don't believe, are changing.
I hope not.
It's the some of the numbers that they put on, because these numbers refer to other sheets with an assumption. If you put the raw data in different, it'll come up different. But actually, the numbers on this one on my screen that you can see and the one on this sheet are actually the same budget, as far as I can tell, with one small change.
So the community events, rather than...
That's going to be...
Six, it should be 25?
Yes. The expense should be 25 rather than 13.6. So...
We moved and seconded.
So...
Okay. Is there any opposition to approving the 2010 fiscal year budget for KPFT? Hearing none, that budget is approved.
Point of information?
Yes.
On the the support CSO, what's the percent on that? Just a question.
Support.
Support
for the central services.
The central.
Is the standard for...
It should be 19.5 if you...
Okay. Okay.
If you add the two together, it should be the same as, and divide by 0.195, it should come out to the list.
With the exception of the Heath amount, which just goes 100%.
That's what I was,
it's with the exception of the Heath amount, which just goes 100%.
I'm sorry. What was the point you made?
It's what's the central services percent off of our fund drives, and it's 19.5 like everybody else?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, right. But that the Heath
with
amount
the exception
is of the Heath repayment is not included because
right. It's because the board passed a motion to retire the $300K that we borrowed from ourselves.
Right, exactly. Right, and what we're saying is we're raising that money directly to go to retire, and so therefore you don't take 19.5 off.
Five, right.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Jamie, can you give us a time frame? What else would you like to accomplish in this?
I'd like to – there's an issue with the – so the KPFT budget has been approved. That's fantastic. Way to go, board, and way to go, KPFT, for getting the budget in on time.
Yes.
I was hoping that we would approve the KPFA budget, but I just – realize there's a couple of issues that I maybe could bring up with LaVarne at this point. She perhaps could provide guidance. how we could proceed with that. I don't know if it's a big problem or not, but I would like to.
What are those issues?
There's the other things. I'd like to review some information requests that we've made. The Finance Committee is concerned about the status of central service payments from the various stations and also our outstanding obligations. So I'd like to go through that. It shouldn't actually take that long.
Okay. So the first thing is, I do have a little note here from the Pacifica Archives. The Pacifica Archives budget process was delayed a bit because very recently they received approval for a $100,000 grant from the American Archives Pilot Project, I believe it's called, for the preservation of civil rights, historical civil rights audio, which is a great thing. And the budget process for that grantor needed to be completed before the archives budget was finalized. And Brian did send me a little note saying that the budget was approved for, I believe it was for $85,000 through that process. So I just he asked me to announce that. So that budget was approved. And so now we can go on. Did you want to discuss this publicly with LaVarne, the KPFA questions?
I don't think it should be a big problem. Perhaps LaVarne remembers things better than I did, but or perhaps Susan or one of the other committee members. What happened was a few weeks ago we approved a version of the KPFA budget that was sent up by the local station board. And there were a few issues with it that we asked for queries and revisions on. And I have to dig those out. But we then got a revised budget. One thing I should say about the KPFA budget, people understand that KPFA has been running a large deficit this year, which has been pointed out, was kind of predicted last year when the station agreed to make staff cuts to reduce their expenses, and the board approved a budget that included those staff cuts. And then those staff cuts didn't happen, so they've been spending more than budgeted, and their income has been about the same as budgeted, so they have some they've been running a deficit and dipping into their bank reserves. So the initial budget that we got, which is this one here, I'll zoom in. KPFA. The initial budget that we got called for substantial cuts in staff in fiscal year 2010. Let me just pull those up. You can see that the line that I've highlighted right here, I hope you can see it, in the salary and related expense line, that budget called for the current year, or the fiscal year 2009, which was just completed. The station spent $2.54 million on salaries and related. The budget that we received proposed to cut that by $460,000. So the current, so fiscal year 10 would spend $2.087, which is a substantial drop, which is $460,000. Then when we got the revised budget, and also that was one. That's a key thing about the KPFA budget. Whatever budget you will pass will include substantial salary reductions. Then also, when we reviewed this budget, we looked at their income lines. Line 6 is listener support. which looks okay. Then we have major donor and donations. They're proposing 216 plus 110, which is 320, 330 or something, compared to 375 in the, was called for in the current year. And that number looked reasonable to us then. Then we got a revised budget last Tuesday in a furious round of revisions between KPFA staff and national office. A couple of changes occurred that I didn't expect, that I didn't actually catch at the time. So I'd just like to point these out and then ask LaVarne's or the board's advice what to do. I believe we should probably go back and clarify things before bringing it to you for approval. If you notice, this is the new budget, this document that I have on top of my screen now. Once again, it calls for this 216 plus 110 in donation and major donor. However, rather than forecasting 375 for FY09, they only forecast 98, which means between July and September, somehow the estimation of what that amount is in FY09 dropped by close to $300,000. If that's the case, then these income projections here in major donor and donation line are no longer supportable based on past performance. We didn't catch this when we reviewed this budget Tuesday night, but this probably needs to be looked at. LaVarne, do you you know what am I making myself clear?
I think to me you are, but I'm not sure it doesn't. But it's okay because the primary thing I know, because I unfortunately I only was on part of the call because I had extreme flu. Like I said, I dreamed of pigs flying. And but the one of the major points with the A budget is that there's no cash flow, so we really don't know what the cash flow budget is for KPFA, and that's very important that's in here. And as you could see from the earlier when I showed the preliminary balance sheet for the end of the year, it showed there Lynn Magno had gone in and put it the cash in the correct budgets as far as restricted and unrestricted. So we need that to be updated and a correct cash flow. But yeah, the income levels, I that's something that I will have to look at when I get back in the office on Monday. But there are questions about the budget. I don't believe it's ready to be approved by the PNB at this time.
Okay, then I would go with your suggestion there, and we'll take this off the table. I'll hand in my queries I have. We can collate and move that forward. So let's not do KPFA at this point. Okay, so that makes our life a lot simpler as far as the current meeting goes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Okay, Sean had a question.
Jamie, I just have a question because I'm going to have to go back and make a report on this at KPFK. You said you got the KPFK budget, but it needs some changes and you can't approve it at this point. Are those... No. I'm talking about K now. I switched over to K. No, I apologize. And are these major changes? Because I know I'm going to get these questions. What's the problem?
I can't recall.
I do remember these. They're very minor changes. They're just little line items. However, we were not able to. We like to review these in the Finance Committee first before they're brought to the full board.
Okay.
And we didn't have time, even though the KPFK budget was just about ready for approval because the changes the things that had to be looked into were so slight. But we didn't have time to review it in the National Finance Committee, so it would be better to stick to that process before its consideration by the National Board, unless Jamie feels otherwise.
No, I believe that's the correct move.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I can email you what the concerns were. As Grace says, they weren't like... Well, I can't remember. I'll have to review.
They're
that.
So minor, you can't remember. That's good, Jamie. I'm happy to hear that.
Summer had some. I'll give you an example of the concerns.
Oh yeah, that's correct. The expenditures on some work that was going to be done that was budgeted at $45,000, but actually it's probably quite a bit less, right?
Well, it's equivocal. It's a considerable amount of air conditioning repair, which $45,000, we decided actually in the National Finance Committee to keep the number at $45,000 because there was it may go up that high. If not, it's good to have a buffer in the budget for any other repairs or operational expenses that are not foreseen. That happens frequently at KPFK. It's an older building, and our equipment is not all the newest. So the other issue was Summer found out that the film club is no longer working at the station, and however, the person who is doing the film club is very ill. So there's not any way before the completion of the budget process to reinstitute that program, which was fundraising.
Was that in the budget?
No, it was not in the budget.
But if the program is gone, I'm just trying to understand this logically. If the program is down right now for the time being, at least.
Yeah, that's what we realized. Summer thought that maybe it could be rapidly reinstituted, which is not the case.
Right.
So it can be added in as a fundraising. It's really not a separate item. It's just something that enhances our income. So it would be good to reinstitute it, but there's no real effect currently on the budget.
Will we be able to reinstitute it in terms of 2010? Or
we don't know yet. Okay. It means getting somebody.
So why don't we just pass the budget and?
Well, yes, but the thing is that's what we. Those were the concerns. You asked what the concerns are. I'm telling you, in the National Finance Committee, in the short discussion, we decided to just. There was no line item for the film club in the budget, and there will be no film club for the foreseeable future. So that's no longer a concern. Hopefully, it will be able to be reinstituted. But the thing is, we were not able to. We didn't have the time in the National Finance Committee to adequately review the KPFK budget, even though it's basically ready from the station standpoint.
I see.
Okay, so. Unless you feel otherwise, unless you want to review it, this is something that should be gone over by the National Finance Committee and approved by the full PNB by teleconference.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah, thanks. The other thing I'd like to bring up here, anyway, just to review where budgets stand, we still need to see budgets that are reviewable from BAI and WPFW. That means the whole budget plus a column of the FY09 forecast or FY09 actuals to which to compare the numbers to see if they're reasonable. So we look forward to receiving those budgets as soon as possible. Just one more thing. National Finance Committee is interested in getting information about a few things. We passed a resolution a couple of weeks ago asking for the National Office's request to provide information to the National Finance Committee to be available by October 9 regarding critical payments foundation-wide upcoming and potentially in arrears to include but not be limited to the following: Democracy Now!, FSRN, insurance, leases, required CPB disbursements to stations, and legal. The fact is we understand that we're behind on some of our payments, but we'd like to know exactly how far behind we are. So as that information becomes available, I believe that it's important as a board for us as a board of a foundation that is in financial difficulty to keep tabs, very, very good tabs on our how we stand with our creditors. So I hope that information is available soon, and as it does, we will pass it on. Also, we passed a motion. Management is instructed to have all units make current central service payments and bill backs to the national office as they come due so as to halt increases in station debt to the foundation and bring operations and budgeting into balance. NFC requests that management report promptly if these payments are not being made by any station. I'd like to take this moment to ask LaVarne, Are central services being made?
Good.
Are central service payments being made by all stations, or are there stations that are not making those payments?
Well,
as of say September, October, I'm not worried about the debt that KPFK and especially WBAI have incurred. But current, are stations keeping track, keeping up with their current obligations, or not?
That information is always available with the cash flow from the national office, but I don't have the latest. And a lot of the the basic little information that you're asking, we have been kind of busy closing the books, and plus there's only been like one person there in the office for the last couple of days, which kind of impedes getting a lot of this work done. That's why I'm sitting here making changes on a spreadsheet. But as far as central services, let me just report that, because I can only tell you through September, because this is the month of October.
Sure.
And we will get CPB funding, and there are some issues, but it doesn't come on the first of the month. I would like it to come on the first, too. But when CPB gives us the check, that's when we distribute it. So I was told it's like the third week, which I didn't want to hear that either. I wanted it now. But as far as central services at the end of September, those are due like in the month of October, so I would have to confirm that that WPFW will be able to do central services. WBAI, we're making this big commitment now. In fact, we actually gave like a $20,000 advance on central services. Yes, WBAI, because of the fact that there were some bills that were due. So as far as central services, there is a question about WPFW at this time in terms of the full amount. And with BAI, like I said, we've given like a $20,000 advance. So the central services that are due into the national office around the 21st of the month, but we would like every station to give it immediately if you have it in cash. That's where we stand. The other stations are making their central services. There's no question.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Do you call on?
You know what? If you want to just chair this part of the meeting, that's fine.
Okay. Yes, Lizette.
As we're talking about WPFW, and we did raise a matter at the finance committee level, and I'm sure. What's his name again?
LaVar.
No.
Oh.
Alberto.
Yes.
Alberto supported me. We asked for the CFO, ICFO, to report to us what the problem is between the national office and our PFW, because there's something going on there with the budgeting process, and it is important that we find out what it is that's happening, what's preventing us from getting our budget out on time. So I look forward to that report.
I would just like to say that this is an open forum, and I can report on that in a closed session. Thank you.
Okay, and the last thing we asked for was a balance sheet, which has been provided for us by the national office, so
which
thank you
phenomenal.
Very much
which
for
is,
that.
Which is preliminary, let me add, preliminary, because we still have some accruals. I need to sit down with the staff there and go over some information I've asked from business managers, and until I get that, the similar type of questions you're asking about major contracts and making sure the accruals are made are it's paid. So until I look at that and make sure that's done when I go in the office on Monday, the balance sheet is preliminary. But I would like to thank Lynn Magno for getting that out.
Okay. Yeah, and the last comment I'd make is on this balance sheet. It has cash in bank, which LaVarne has already gone through, but just one final point I'd like to make, and then I'll shut up, is that our cash in bank at the end of this year is supposed to be on the balance sheet, which is probably pretty close to what it's going to be once everything's finalized, is $1.041 million. I remind you that at the end of the last fiscal year, we had $1.4 million, and at the end of the fiscal year before that, we had $2.1 million. So cash is definitely going down. And this drop happened in spite of us taking $300,000 out of restricted money and turning it into unrestricted money, I believe. I think that's right. So
it improved it.
Yeah, it helped. Without that, the number would even be lower. So year over year, we definitely are you know, on a downward trend in
resources. Think if you look at KPFA's results, KPFA has never had results like that, the negative number, like a $500,000 in loss. And I think that reflects strongly part of the issue. And then, but on the positive side is the turnaround in terms of BAI.
Yes, that's a good point. It's important with regard to the drop in KPFA. A lot of that was due to the not making the staff cuts that were called for, and also I believe they had to deal with a lot of legal expenses that
absolutely.
Were, and those were booked in 2009.
Yeah, we booked those in 2009, and for any potential settlement that has been communicated to us, the requirement is that we accrue those, and I think that should be in the number. I believe that's in the number.
So that
which
helps,
is what we'd ask for.
That make the number even bigger
negative.
Than it would have been.
Well, no, it will be the same. Lynn accrued the number.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
So Jamie, I just like to make a brief comment, and that is, and correct me if I'm wrong, either Jamie or LaVarne. I believe if we broke up fiscal year 2009 into two halves, the first 6 months and the second 6 months, we'd probably see a big improvement in the second 6 months because of the improvement in the spring fund drives across the network and because of the upside in fund drive income at WBAI. So I think, we need to look at the whole year as a fiscal year. And let me ask if that's correct, LaVarne.
I'm looking at the numbers now. We did show some improvement, but the other big thing at BAI is that in the budget was like the rent going down by 50%, which, of course, never happened. And so you have little anomalies, thank you, in there that causes makes it not as improved as we would think it would be if it was consistent across the year.
Okay.
I did. Where's KPFA's report in here?
Is KPFA in this big packet?
It's not in here because
it's not here at all.
It wasn't ready for prime time. But I'm going to add those.
Okay. What do we have next, Jamie?
We told
the board and the audience that we would allow questioning for the CFO because we didn't do that before.
I would just like to comment that, on a point that LaVarne has brought up and you have brought up is that we have some very changed circumstances at several places, which makes budgeting very difficult. In our small way with KPFT, we don't know that the, positive fund drive will hold for the next one. Obviously, WBAI is the really big one, and so we will be getting information on an ongoing basis, such as, for instance, how is fulfillment going. Another big one is WPFW, where we've got this whole, lease business and where their space is and all those negotiations. So there's a lot of uncertainty station to station, and obviously all the legal stuff. And that is making the budgeting challenging, and it also means that the board next year is going to have to be very, very vigilant about budget implementation.